My name is Katsia Aurelian. I'm a nurse practitioner. That's KetsiaAurelien. This is for Michael Jelock, MichaelJellots. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage four. This CKD is related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and the aging process. His recent kidney functions reveal a BUN of 53 from 61, creatinine of 2.9 from 3.0, and AGFR of 27 from 21. His kidney functions are stable. There is no recent urinalysis for assessment of there is no urine spot protein and urine spot creatinine available for calculation of proteinuria. The urinalysis reveals no evidence of activity in the urinary sediment. In prior labs, he has had proteinuria of 414 milligrams. We will request a urinalysis for further assessment at the next visit to see if there's any improvement in the proteinuria. Period. He denies any urinary symptoms. Number two, hyperkalemia with serum potassium of 5.6. He was prescribed Veltassa on a prior visit. However, he ran out of the samples given, and he states the medication is too expensive. Since his insurance would not cover it, period. We started him on Lokelma, L-O-K-E-L-M-A, and gave him samples. Today, we also sent a prescription for Lokelma to the specialty pharmacy, and if approved, will be mailed to Sunny Hills where he resides. Period. Next line, hypocalcemia with serum calcium of 8.2. We will order, his serum albumin is 3.4. We will order mineral bone disease labs, and we'll continue to monitor for now. The next line, hyperuricemia with uric acid of 7.6. We will repeat the uric acid level. If it continues to increase, we will consider starting him on on allopurinol or Uloric. We advised him to decrease his intake of protein and purine-rich foods in the diet. He verbalizes understanding. We sent information to Sunny Hills regarding the recommended diet, period. Next line, anemia of chronic disease. This anemia is likely related to myelodysplastic syndrome. He goes to the Florida Cancer Center and sees Dr. Shah, S-H-A-H, every Wednesday for Procrit injections and iron infusions if necessary, period. His recent H&H is 8.5 and 28.2%. Period. Next line. Coronary artery disease status post-CABG. He sees Dr. Parnassa, P-A-R-N-A-S-S-A, cardiologist. Next line, cardiomyopathy. Managed by Dr. Parnassa. Next line, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. COPD, wheezes, expiratory wheezes, and bronchi noted on auscultation. The patient states he follows with Dr. Bhatt, B-H-A-T-T, pulmonologist. We provided him with samples of albuterol, nebulizers, and encourage him to follow up with Dr. Bhatt for further evaluation, period. Next line, hyperlipidemia, stable on statins. Next line, vitamin D deficiency, stable on DC 2000 units daily. We will reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup. And